Before we dive into the epic adventure of the Mahabharata, let's take a moment to understand the fascinating world of Dwapara Yuga. Imagine if we could peek back 50 years from today, we'd notice how much the world has changed. Now, Dwapara Yuga, well, that's thousands, maybe even lakhs of years ago. In Dwapara Yuga, our world was a lot different from what we know today. It wasn't just humans ruling the roost. There were all sorts of creatures living together on one planet. And some had the capability to travel between planets. There are yakshas. Yakshas are celestial beings in ancient Indian history, often depicted as guardians of the natural world and treasures. They possess supernatural powers and are associated with wealth, fertility, and protection. Himpurushas. Himpurushas are described as they possess the physical characteristics of both humans and lions, with the body resembling that of a human and the head resembling that of a lion. Despite their fierce appearance, they are often depicted as noble beings with a strong sense of duty and honor. Gandharvas. Gandharvas, aside from their musical talents, Gandharvas are known for their skills in warfare, often serving as celestial warriors in battles between gods and demons. Gandharvas hold a significant place in ancient Indian history, representing the harmonious blend of artistic expression, martial prowess, and celestial splendor. Vanaras. Vanaras are monkey-like humanoid beings in ancient Indian history. They are renowned for their exceptional strength, agility, and speed, which enable them to perform incredible feats of athleticism and combat prowess. They are skilled climbers and adept at traversing dense forests and challenging terrain with ease. Nagas. Nagas are serpent-like beings, often depicted as semi-divine or semi-human. They possess extraordinary powers and are associated with water bodies. They inhabit the subterranean realm known as Nagaloka, which is located beneath the earth in underwater realms. They play various roles, including allies, adversaries, and even romantic interests for certain characters. But hold on, it doesn't end there. There were also the Asuras. These guys were super powerful and destructive, the most powerful among all of the dominant species. They were like the big bosses of the bunch, always stirring up trouble wherever they went. And last but not least, we had the Devas. Devas are revered as supremely powerful celestial beings, just like the Asuras. Yet the only difference between them is their moral values. Devas are attributed with extraordinary abilities such as time travel, traveling at the speed of mind, and shape shifting from tiny creatures to enormous giants. And they also can offer these powers to others at their will. All these supernatural beings existed biologically on our Earth, far surpassing our current understanding and technological prowess. These entities, depicted with awe-inspiring abilities, are tangible inhabitants of our world. Their existence challenges our perception of what is possible, hinting at a level of advancement that may elude us in the coming 10 centuries. In acknowledging their presence, we confront the boundless mysteries of our universe and the untapped potential that lies within it. So, you see, Dwapara Yuga was a wild and wacky time, filled with all sorts of creatures and adventures. As we journey into the Mahabharata, we'll get to meet some of these fascinating characters and learn all about the epic battles and timeless wisdom they have to offer.